I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Geneva for a Friday meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, the fourth time in the last week that U.S. and Russian officials have engaged in direct talks over Russia's heavy military presence on the Ukraine border. The West is demanding that Russia pull its troops and weapons away from Ukraine's border, while Moscow is pushing for NATO, the Western Military Alliance, to curtail its operations in Eastern and Central Europe, and insisting that NATO reject Ukraine's bid for membership. On Thursday, Blinken vowed that the United States and its allies would inflict swift and massive cost on Russia if it invades Ukraine, but said Russian President Vladimir Putin can still opt for a diplomatic solution to rising tensions in Eastern Europe. Russia and China both blocked the UN Security Council from imposing sanctions on five North Korean officials in response to Pyongyang's recent ballistic missile tests. The United States, which sought to impose penalties over their roles in the country's missile program, said failure to approve these sanctions gave North Korea a blank check. The U.S. also failed to get the council to approve a brief press statement at an emergency council meeting Thursday, recalling that such launches violate council resolutions and strongly urging Pyongyang to comply with its council obligations and engage in dialogue. Diplomats said that China opposed the statement. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Restaurants and bars were closed early in Tokyo and dozens other areas across Japan starting Friday. As Japan widens the COVID-19 restrictions, the extra measure is due to the Omicron variant causing cases to surge to new heights in metropolitan areas. The restraint, which is something of a pre-state of emergency, is the first time since September and is scheduled to last through February 13th. Critics say Japan's measures, which almost exclusively target bars and restaurants, make little sense and are unfair. The first flights carrying fresh water and other aid to Tonga finally arrived on Thursday after the Pacific nation's main runway was cleared of ash left by a huge volcanic eruption. An Australian military transport plane delivered water containers, kits for temporary shelters, generators, hygiene supplies, and communications equipment. The deliveries were dropped off with military personnel coming into contact, or without them coming into contact with people at the airport in Tonga, because Tonga is desperate to ensure foreigners don't bring in the coronavirus. It hasn't had any outbreaks of COVID-19 and has reported just a single case since the pandemic began. UN humanitarian officials report that about 84,000 people, more than 80% of Tonga's population, have been impacted by the volcano's eruption, with three deaths reported, injuries, loss of homes, and polluted water. Austria's parliament voted Thursday to introduce a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for adults beginning February 1st, the first of its kind in Europe, with maximum potential fines of up to $4,000 for people who don't comply after a series of reminders. Lawmakers voted by a 4-1 margin in favor of the measure, which will apply to all residents of Austria 18 and over. Exemptions are made for pregnant women, people who, for medical reasons, can't get vaccinated or have recovered from the coronavirus in the previous 6 months. Officials say the mandate is necessary because vaccination rates remain too low in the small Alpine country. A 49-year-old Haitian businessman who holds Haiti and Chilean dual nationality was charged Thursday in U.S. federal court in Miami in connection with the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moise. Rudolph Jair is accused of conspiring to commit murder or kidnapping outside the U.S. and providing material support resulting in death, knowing or intending that such material support would be used to prepare for or carry out the conspiracy to kill or kidnap. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.